Seaspray residents were shocked to find a serious case of vandalism in the seaside town. The old caravan park caretaker's cottage has been trashed. Vandals left around $8,000 damage sometime on Thursday night or early Friday morning, which means the sale of the house may not proceed. The proceeds from the sale were to have been used to improve the foreshore at Seaspray, and Diane Teo from the Seaspray Foreshore Reserve Committee of Management is irate.
Look, I found out the next day and went straight across to have a look, and I was thoroughly disgusted. I can't believe that people would do such a thing. Look, the building itself, we'd actually put out for tender, and the tender had been given, and the person was in the process of organising the removal of it, and it would have been removed by August. And when I went over, I actually went inside, and every window bar one was smashed. The walls had holes in them. The light fittings in the main areas were smashed. The toilet was completely removed and smashed to bits. And the air conditioner in what used to be the old office, it was also smashed to bits. So after seeing all that, I can't believe anyone would do such a horrible act.
Why do you think someone would do this?
Oh, well, look, I don't know. There's... people just like to cause trouble. I know at one stage on our toilet blocks that we had from the old park before they were removed, vandalism happened there. But that happened over a holiday weekend, so that could have been anyone. But really, this seems to be people that are not too far away to have done this, because you wouldn't have people coming down when it happened. It had to be somebody close handy that did it.
Is it frustrating that the money from that sale would have been ploughed back into the Seaspray community?
Well, it is, because we've got a foreshore development that we're spending, building new barbecues, tables, playgrounds, all sorts of things, and that money would have gone into that as well. So that right now we've got to look at it and see whether we have to spend any money on it to help the person who tendered it, or whether the tender still wants it. I think we certainly have lost a bit of money on it.
I suppose the good thing about it being in Seaspray in this case is that surely someone would have seen something, wouldn't they?
Look, just opposite where it would have happened, you've probably got one lot of people staying there. I don't know where they're permanently, but they're there right now. The rest of them are holidaymakers, so whether they had their television on loud or what, I don't know, but you would have thought they'd heard something. So we're very disappointed. As a community, you know, we were horrified with it, and we boarded up the windows now, and hopefully won't have any more damage till we make a decision on what's going to happen with it. But, you know, it leaves a nasty taste in your mouth.
Do you think the sale will go through now?
Well, I've spoken to the gentleman, and he's gone to find out the costs of what the windows are going to be replaced, and we might come up with a win-win situation. But until we get all the costs that need to do it up again, we can't really make that decision.
That's Diane Teo from the Seaspray Foreshore Reserve Committee of Management. And also from that group, Danny Rodahan couldn't believe it when he heard the cottage was vandalised.
Yeah, I think your first reaction is anger and that sort of thing, but I guess as much as anything, it's just disappointment. It's just, so meaningless. It's, just frustrating and disappointing.
And what was the house being used for?
Previously, it was the caretaker's residence at the caravan park, which since, I think, September last year, it's basically been vacant. And it's sat there without anything happening to it until just recently.
How important was the sale of that house for the foreshore?
Oh, look, in the overall scheme of things, it wasn't a big component financially. It was just part of the process to remove all the buildings from that public land and make it into open space. It was just one of the steps that the committee's undertaken to redevelop that land.
And will the sale still go through now?
We're still trying to contemplate what's involved now in repairing the house and what it's going to add to the cost of moving it. And we'll talk to the committee, and it seems like there's no insurance for this particular asset, so the money's going to have to come from somewhere. So we hope it will still go ahead, but it certainly changes things a bit.
How did you first hear about this vandalism?
I got a phone call from John Morgan, who's the chairman of the committee, and he said, had I been down the house and to the Seaspray? And I said, no. And he said, seems like someone's got in there. And he rang me back a little later and started to describe the damage that was done. And, it just seemed to get worse and worse. First, I thought it might have been a few broken windows, but then it turned to be quite a bit more than that, particularly inside the house.
Can you give us an idea about what sort of damage has been done?
Broken windows, sliding doors, like double sliding doors all smashed, holes in the plaster, cupboard doors kicked in or kicked off, an air conditioner had something thrown through it, toilet was smashed. So, yeah, it looks a mess. It is a bit of a mess. It's going to be a bit of a job to fix it up.
Does it make you wonder what goes through people's minds when they're doing this?
Certainly, certainly does. I mean, there's just really nothing to be gained by it. It's just hard to fathom, you know, why someone would do this. And obviously there's a few people involved. It's a fair bit of damage. So, yeah, look, you can't really explain it. It's just really, it's disheartening as well as disappointing.
Seaspray is a pretty small place. And so I'd imagine everyone kind of knows everyone. Did anyone see anything happening?
Not that I'm aware of. I know the police have been doing a bit of investigating into it. There's not a lot of people in Seaspray at the time of year. There were a few houses that were in the area that were occupied, but at this stage no one's been able to help the police with their investigations.
And what's the damage bill?
I'm still trying to get a few quotes on them, but I would estimate it's probably between $5,000 and $8,000.
And if people think they might know something about how it was damaged, what should they do?
So probably the most logical thing to do would be contact Sale Police Station, and they would pass it on to the officer who was doing the investigation.